Okay, I guess I'll call the meeting to order, May 13th, 2014, bicycle pedestrian meeting at 5:32. And roll call, I guess. Chuck Fornash here.
Misha Kern.
Susan Vaughn.
Amanda Capri.
Marcia Eckelman.
All right, next item is public comment. Let's see anybody. Oh. Mark Salins has arrived approximately 30 seconds late. He is totally excused. Public comment is next. I guess there's nobody here from the public.
I don't see anyone.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. So we were just noticing that our chair is gone, so I jumped in as a vice chair to...
Good.
This and we looked at our maps up here and
perfect.
We're happy about that, but one's missing, the South Beach.
Yeah, it's supposed to be five of them.
From South Beach, from the bridge to 50th Street.
We'll whip him into shape tomorrow.
Anyway, we just on item three of our agenda, and there's nobody here from the public. So, update on the budget process. As a volunteer member of the budget committee, I've been going to the budget meetings, as has Mark, as a council person, and Peggy goes to all of them, I think, pretty much.
Except for the last one.
And there was, I guess, a lot of news to report there, miscellaneous things. As far as the bottom line on the, or one of the bottom lines on the budget process, is there's $15,000 that showed up in the budget, initial budget document for bicycle pedestrian improvements. And that was described as $5,000 from the gas tax for that fiscal year, and
right.
A $10,000 carryover or from some other source, which I don't know. But that $15,000 was in the budget, and initially we thought maybe that was where the Sharrow money was. But upon getting a little bit more information from Tim Gross, and that is his portion of the budget, didn't seem like the Sharrow money was there. The $15,000 that was there was primarily for upgrades on 9th Street, which is the frontage road or whatever from in the 9th Street corridor, is what you're calling it, and it was for City Hall to the hospital sidewalk improvements. There's a lot of missing sections of sidewalk in there. There's some really steep ramps where old sidewalk and new sidewalk meet, and so Tim saw that as a real priority area for that money to be spent. And through some, I guess, lobbying and whatnot, we saw appear in the budget in the next meeting process that there was $6,000 added to the $15,000, and that $6,000 was earmarked for the Sharrow program. And I think it...
And then there was, I should have brought it, it was actually written out as a commitment to $6,000, which translated to
24
Sharrows that would be installed.
And it was interesting. I don't know if you saw Marianne's letter. I let Marianne know that I didn't see the Sharrow money in there. And Tim initially told me that, you know, there just wasn't money for the Sharrows, and, you know, it just...
And then she wrote a letter to Sandy.
Yeah. And then Mark spoke to folks, and I talked to different folks about it, and I guess we got some of the money back in there.
Right?
Yeah,
that was really good. If you look at Spencer's request to staff when that presentation was given to the city council, the 4 points, you know, that he made, the three infrastructure projects were approved for some more funding and engineering analysis, and the Sharrow project was suggested that it be continued at a level same as last year.
Right.
Same as last year was $9,500, and we got six. So I'm not sure if there's any wiggle room or any way to recapture that differential, but we have one more budget meeting right. Tomorrow, where I assume the budget will be
looked
at again and probably passed.
Are those the thermoplastic shells you're talking about, or
right.
the painted ones? The ones that last longer?
Last time he sourced them, they were about $204 a piece.
So I guess I would add, compared to last year, first of all, sorry for being late. Sorry for my extra dressy appearance. I'm an honorary Lincoln County Public Works now because I spent the last 2 days sharing our expertise on recycled paint.
Awesome.
Their recycled paint program. So
that's great.
So yeah, we were supposed to wear clothes that we didn't mind getting too messed up. But today I was mostly just a supervisor because it was the second day. So they did a really good job. But anyways, in this year's budget, first thing you got to recognize is that the budget document itself was fantastic. I mean, I don't know if I want to say every penny was accounted for, but every penny was accounted for as close as you could possibly get.
That's
line
great.
By line by line, full comparisons and histories of the last several years, 400 pages in length. And so at meeting one, we didn't discuss anything. We just went through literally every page, and people identified their concerns. And of course, Chuck and I highlighted where to go. And then it was a little bit confusing in meeting two exactly how that money actually got put together, because, you know, there were two different places where it was $15,000. One place said one thing, but anyways, we do know that we have the $6,000. And the only thing I couldn't recollect is what we had said was what we were actually shooting for. Was it an amount?
Well,
At one point,
wasn't it a number of zeros, like 40?
Well, yeah. There was a couple ways to look at it. When Spencer made his suggestion to council that the Cheryl program be continued,
right,
at the amount of the previous year, that is where I de facto got the $9,500, because
okay.
That's what I understood was spent last year on the Cheryl program. That.
Now, did that include purchasing some new Cheryls last year, though?
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, it was, he said to keep it the same as it was last year, 9.5 became 6. So
right.
If we want to quibble, we could quibble or
you could
or question.
That tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Inflation.
My point being that you recall several meetings ago, we kind of said, well, we know we're not going to get it all down in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we counted up how many Cheryls need to go down, and we kind of divided that. So I think we're a little bit shy of where we would have wanted to be, but then it's been kind of traded for sort of a commitment in writing that we didn't really have
right
last year. So, you know, as things have been, and the reason I said every penny is accounted for, there are, depending on how much time you want to spend in the budget document, I'm not suggesting you want to, but there are a bazillion staff requested projects, all of them good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I got rejected. I mean, they're just, it's not enough money. So with that kind of a climate, I thought we actually came out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that extension of from what you guys started back in January in terms of priorities, actually ending up with something. Because depending on where you go, there are plenty of people who didn't end up with some things.
Yes,
yeah.
Lots of people, every department.
Yeah, pages and pages of them. So in that regard, we did really well.
Great.
As far as, I guess, anything else with Cheryl's, when I talked to Tim initially, he said, well, it's not in his budget. If it was in his budget, it would be a capital project. And I'm going to maybe make a suggestion or think about in terms of, they have capital projects in the budget, and if we got it listed as a capital project, that would allow us, and there is an understanding that it's going to be a yearly thing, that gives it a placeholder in the budget that can actually be seen, as opposed to a portion of the
right.
Street tax, and then we don't have to wonder or reinvest time in the process, if indeed that's the philosophy to over the next 3 years to continue on the program until it's completed, which takes more money than we have. Then
right.
Why not have it as a capital project? And initially that's what Tim said, well, it wasn't in his capital projects list, so I kind of keyed in on that maybe now that it is a dollar amount certain, or relatively certain, that we could think in terms of it going that way. That makes sense at all?
Definitely, yeah.
What does that mean, capital project?
Well, in the budget they have the capital projects lists most every physical project that the city's doing, from streets to wastewater to stormwater to pick a category. And so if it's identified as a capital project, then the money is has a line item.
So is that kind of like the state's dedicated funding?
No, it's just a way for the city to say, okay, we have 25 projects that we're doing this year, and 10 of them are in streets, and 6 of them are in wastewater, and some of them are in streets, and it's just a listing of those physical, you know, moving dirt or putting projects together. I don't know if that...
Is it a way to differentiate like a capital investment project versus an operations and maintenance budget?
It's
kind of. Yeah.
Like if it's one of us like, hey, we need a new roof over here. Mm-hmm. We got to paint this fence over there. The water line between Street A and Street B mm-hmm. is in disrepair. It's a specific project with a specific fund. And so... And I think I must maybe move mine over into this.
Okay, specific fund as opposed to discretionary fund, or specific fund as opposed to what?
Well,
I mean,
usually
the state, when you have dedicated funding, you know it's going to get that funding.
Right.
Whereas if it stays out of their general fund, then they can mess around with it every year. That's why I was wondering if it was kind of analogous to that. If a capital project means the money is there, it's dedicated to that project.
Not necessarily. What it means is it's a project that was on the wish list. Many of the capital projects that you look at the capital projects list were requested but not funded.
Right.
But it gives it a placeholder, and gives it a place in the budget, a place in the budget where it can be clearly looked at, rather than say, well, are the sheriffs, you know, buried in the street paint budget
or overlay budget. I just wanted to understand why this is.
But having said that, in the final approved budget, you would know which of those programs actually survived, and then they would be the project that were intended to happen during the upcoming
back
year.
Here.
I was just trying to figure out what the advantage was.
Well, I think the advantage is, number one, it's really easy, particularly for those who support it, to actually be able to point to a place,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then make your comments whether it's going to survive every year, who knows. Whereas before, we always knew there was kind of money, but it was always kind of confusing exactly where it was, and it was buried in something else, and realistically, each and every year, that full list of projects is going to be looked at. You know, one would hope that we would get down to where we're primarily competing with, you know, sidewalks and other similar projects rather than sewer pipes and fire pipes, but that's kind of, you know, where we are right now. Is certain things need a lot of money, and other things are going to be wish lists for a while. And
here's a page out of the supplement. Or a page out of the second meeting's budgetary information.
I mean, I guess the other thing I would compare this to is the city's also been spending quite a bit of time trying to figure out literally a maintenance program for all the buildings,
mm-hmm.
right? I think you've all heard this story, where it was like $100,000, and really it should be, I don't remember how big the number was, but something like 10% of the value of all the buildings we have. So in a much smaller way, you know, we work through getting all the sheriffs and various things in, and at the same time, you're kind of thinking about what's it really going to take to keep that whole network sheriffs up to date,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that becomes, you know, basically a regular project that's going to have some level of support every year. Obviously, it ceases to exist at some point. So
this is great.
Mm-hmm. Then the only other thing I want to share from the budget, we have talked. I'm thinking out loud here. We have talked. But not officiated the idea that this would become kind of a multimodal community. In other words, we know it's walkers, we know it's bikers, we don't necessarily know it's bus riders. And so once again, the amount for the bus came under attack, the share that goes to the county. So I don't have anything in particular in mind right now, but it's just me sort of thinking out loud that another positive positioning would be sort of like, well, once a year, this particular committee comes in, and you know, you make recommendations on all the various types of transportation around town, and that's integrated into the budget process.
That could be a great idea, because one of the concerns about the $90,000 that was allocated for the bus this year, the Lube bus, is that there are a lot of folks on the budget committee that questioned its effectiveness and how much ridership there was, that sort of thing. And it's generally considered that that bus is underutilized. And so with us as an advocate for it, we can develop ways to get the bus highlighted a little bit more, utilized by especially the visitor crowd, because it's really nice for a visitor to be able to jump on the bus and take a tour of Newport, and for a dollar, and they kind of get the lay of the land, and it does have the bicycle feature.
I used to take it regularly until they stopped serving my end of town after 3 p.m.
Yeah, I know that's...
I would have been an advocate before that, but now it's kind of like, it doesn't serve me.
Yeah. It's
obviously it never will if you don't keep advocating for expansion. That was Lincoln City's actually expanding their request, I guess, this year to work with the county and get a little bit more.
The funding of $90,000 nowhere near pays for
that,
it. It's hugely expensive amount. It's just for
as I look at you,
the city's putting some money in the pot.
They also one thing I noticed when I was riding it is that I thought that if it were possible to find the drivers, that's I've been told that was the problem that they had in addition to funding, is in for the summer months, if they would run the bus just between the port RV park and the bayfront, because there were people that were trying to take the bus to have dinner, but they didn't want to walk back over the bridge because it can be kind of cold and windy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much they want the business on the bayfront, but there were definitely people who kind of were interested in taking that bus just between, I think, the RV park and the bayfront. I don't think they really cared about going anywhere else.
We've been advocated for a water taxi for years.
Either way, there was definitely people who maybe just didn't feel like driving.
It's and a tough,
like to
yeah.
Between. I know with the bus, there's the problem with how long the bus the drivers can drive. And when,
right.
You know, for all day.
Right, and there's the desire to service the people that work in the fish plants and the galleries, gift shops, and not only Nye Beach, or not only Bayfront, but Nye Beach. When the bus first started, it was South Beach, Nye Beach, Bayfront, the very first year that it was done. And that was as a result of some parking issues in both Nye Beach and the Bayfront. And then as the years went by, it expanded out and became a more of a citywide system as a result of the transit folks just wanting it to go that way. So it had not a lot of input.
Right.
I try to use that bus as much as I can. I can take that bus and instead of riding a bike over the bridge, I'll do it. Pay a dollar.
I used to walk over the bridge because I took the bus because I didn't want to wait. But I was using it up to six times a day.
Yeah, I take it from the aquarium. I can't take it to the aquarium because of that layover in the city hall.
That's why I used to walk across the bridge because I was going to the Marine Science Center because I didn't feel like waiting because of that layover. But I mean, it for me, it was great because in the summertime, I hate driving in Newport. Now, what I usually do is I walk into town sometimes on the weekend and then take the bus back.
Right.
But, you know, my use is like way, way down because I can't take the bus home.
Well, see, this is kind of my thinking in that, you know, if you're just sort of laying out the general concept, how can we do this better? One of the things that came up at the budgets meeting, and, you know, I'll be the first to admit there's fault on both sides, but the concept when we approved it a year ago was, well, the county's got to do a better job of reporting things to us, ridership and all these sorts of things. And so then a couple of people at the budget committee is like, well, they didn't give us a report. And I'm going like, well, did you tell them we were having a budget meeting and you needed a report, or did you just expect them to like remember that from a year ago? And of course, we've transitioned to a new city manager and all the stuff. But you think about it, you know, if we could open up like a quarterly or even a couple times a year dialogue with representatives from the county, then that information you guys can share on improvements, I bet they would really value that in terms of, you know, somebody giving them some input.
They could pull the
rather than like the once a year sort of from their perspective kind of being forced into protecting what they've always had without a lot of interaction.
Do they have a dialogue with the Planning Commission?
Probably not.
That's the biggest problem because transit needs a higher density in order to work at all.
Yeah.
Needs 40 dwelling units per acre, and we haven't zoned that.
Yeah.
So until we have an increase in people around these stops, it's going to continue to suffer from low ridership. So it seems to me that one of the best recommendations we can give is to encourage a dialogue between the transit entities and the county and planning commission, because if they're all aware of where the bus is stopping and where the ridership is dropping and where it's good, then the planning commission can do a lot as things are redeveloped or rezoned to encourage that, because it's a catch-22, because they try to go farther to get more people, but then it takes longer, and you have to stop more, and then it takes too long, and then people won't take it. Mm-hmm. So
in this case, we only have one bus.
Exactly, and then we can't go far enough that late, because it'll take too long to get back, and all that jazz.
When they started the bus, when they started the expansion, they actually had a stop where there was a lot of density housing, because there's multi-family housing there.
Exactly.
Okay. They got rid of that stop because they said the bus driver didn't like stopping there.
Oh, gosh.
It was too dangerous. Okay. But the thing is that all the bus driver had to do was go down like a third of a block to where the dog park is, and there's parking there, and you could have turned around. Right. I did mention that to Lincoln County Transit. They said, oh, that's nice. And that was the end of it. Okay. Yeah. That was, I mean, I loved that stop because I didn't have to walk down the highway.
And that makes sense because the multifamily housing has a much bigger density.
Yes. And there were some people, it's also low income housing in there too.
Exactly.
And there were some people, I asked a couple times, and there were some people who were taking it because they could pretty much walk out of their apartments and take the bus. I mean, a lot of those people seem to have vehicles anyway, but you know. It was kind of frustrating because, you know,
that's not the point.
I agree
either.
With you.
I mean,
about
you can
the
have a vehicle, but if you don't have to take it, isn't that part of the point?
Yeah.
Why
well,
we're
I,
all here?
I do have it, and it was just I could kind of run through the park and go catch the bus without having to work. You know, now when I did take it before, I was walking down. It was, first of all, it was like, I don't know, 5 or 6 blocks away from me. Plus, I had to walk down the highway to get there. Mm-hmm. And there's never going to be a sidewalk, I don't think, ever there, even though that I go by the lighthouse flight.
Right.
I don't think there's, who knows. Anyway, probably not in my lifetime. So this was a much safer stop for me. So plus, it was closer. It was more like 2, 2.5 blocks away. So it was kind of frustrating for me to see what I thought was a great stop instead be taken down to, it's like just south of the Lighthouse Drive intersection,
right,
which is close to nowhere.
Yeah.
Except, well, it's really close to nowhere, except for bed and breakfast.
I guess, you know, further dialogue on the bus issue, I guess we could have more dialogue later. And maybe.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to bring it up because, you know, plan, which I have to be careful, of course, because I'm a county employee, but the advantage of doing something like this is then, contrary to maybe the response that you got before, they sort of know they have to interface with you and the planning commissioner, however this thing evolves, or they're cutting their own throat in terms of what they should expect to be hearing from the city council in the budget process next year. So they've got this opportunity to engage potentially, and it's better for everybody, or they don't take advantage of that, and then I would have to say a year from now, I'd be saying, well, they should have, because you know, now what am I going to say to defend it when they had this opportunity and didn't take it?
Would it be appropriate for our body to, for somebody, for a motion to be made for the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee to offer its services to the council?
Sure.
Relative to expanding our mission statement to include the transit, the more of a multimodal concept to our advisory role in it. Highlighting the bus as a classic area where we would have a little bit more input, and then we could help the city feel like they're getting their money's worth by vetting some of the concerns and doing what we could to increase the effectiveness and the ridership.
Is that an official motion?
Yeah. It'd be a little cleaner now, but building towards one.
You know, I think that there have been a lot of really good comments tonight relative to the bus, because I have the same frustrations that many of you have had with their ability to serve people who actually live here or even the people who are visiting. But they will be in attendance tomorrow at the budget committee meeting, and they will be making a report. And so what I'm thinking is, since both of you will be there, that might be an opportune time to bring that up.
Just a suggestion, you could simply authorize Chuck to be your spokesperson on this topic.
Sure.
Sure. Know, yeah.
See if gauge their interest when he suggests it.
That'd be great.
And then
it works well as a
and then I'd be willing to say, you know, be the backup that we have been talking about this concept for this committee. I know Sandy for sure knows about it, and several other people have heard about it as well.
I think that's a good spot.
So under the multimodal banner, highlighting the bus as a specific area of that, then would our position be that we would like them to broaden our advisory role to include that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
This might be nitpicky, but I feel that the word multimodal is a little bit too engineering and technical.
If you've got a better
term, I tend to use the term alternate transportation because it scares less people away. Multimodal is like a very technical, jargony word
We're talking electric skateboards now.
Yeah, you know, the Segway
water taxis.
Yeah,
you know,
so
we're
just
talking
kind
a lot of different things. So multimodal, we can, I think, expand upon multimodal mm-hmm. meaning. Or whatever, but
actually, I think a train freight and truck.
You know, there's trolleys.
Also just me personally. I tend to use alternate transportation, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay, I think that's.
Me too.
Yeah.
It is a lot less alarming.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
If you're riding multimodal.
Other people, that would be great.
I don't mind. Either one works for me.
But wouldn't it be appropriate for a motion to be made in this group that we ask for that rather than me is it easier for me to say, well, we met like yesterday as a bike ped committee and there was a motion made to do this?
Do you have a copy of the ordinance with you that established the committee that talked about the actual?
Here's me thinking out loud.
No.
It's budget committee tomorrow, so you indicate that the interest in moving that direction.
Okay, good enough.
And then, and our primary role is to see if we get a nibble from the county when you bring this up.
Okay,
and so hopefully they're going to be ready to say, oh yeah, that'd be a great idea. And I don't know what they'll say. But then, and Peggy, correct me if I'm wrong, if there's a positive response there, then it could come to the city council for official action to.
I think that tomorrow is a really good place
to
kind of set the idea out there, see what kind of response we get to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'd like to be able to tell you what the response is going to be, but I don't know, either from the county or some of the other city councils. You're probably going to be going, oh, great.
You know? I talk to Senator Bruce about every year on the bus schedule because it always comes to budget and that sort of thing. Last year I brought a token for each one of the budget committee members and placed at their table and said, hey, this is a token to let you ride the bus. Go jump on the bus. Go around town once and check it out. You're spending money on it. I don't know if they did that, but Cindy or Fred in that department gave me these tokens. And so I used that as a way to get them into it. And for 2 years, I've suggested that Cindy make the bus come across the bridge and go down by the Coast Guard station rather than Canyon Way into the Yacht Club, because it misses the entire west end of the bayfront. Mm-hmm. So just like you have your bus stop issues, there's dozens and dozens mm-hmm. of route-related issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And unless you get on the front end of the schedule being printed,
you're
out. Right. So it has to be very timely that way. And from what Cinda told me when I talked to her last week, they haven't printed the schedules yet.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Then you'd use a hospital stop, and that is very important.
You wouldn't. Actually, what I would suggest as an alternate would be to come down from the Coast Guard station, not even go down to the west end of the bayfront, but stop there at 13th Street in Harbor Way.
There's plenty of pavement.
Drop people off so they can walk down the hill to Saffron Salmon, and then continue up to the hospital, and they wouldn't get mired in the bayfront traffic, and they would not miss a stop. And
right.
The ideal thing would be to have them go to the bayfront after they went to the hospital via Harbor Way and 13th Street.
Well, that's interesting.
Which is the way they used to do it. So anyway, bottom line is there's many, many masters trying to be served by a single bus. And it's never going
to... We need an express bus, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's... I really appreciate you bringing that up to the technicalities of, like, the density of stuff. You know what I mean? I like to dream that someday when I'm really old, I'm still in Newport, and we have these like multi-use facilities, and
Pearl District everywhere.
Yeah, you know, maybe I jump on a electric powered trolley and run down to the, you know, the Bayfront for lunch or something. Yeah. I never even have to get into it.
Did you know there was apparently a trolley that went down Canyon Way, the stupid Canyon Ways line?
I believe it.
I had a friend that did a little bit of research once. There was something that went down.
So you take the trolley down, then you get on the water taxi, and then
there you go.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, we should probably move along on our agenda items. Any more on the budget?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. Okay.
Didn't buy it.
So, yeah, we'll work the budget thing tomorrow and see where we end up. And
you know, I don't know if it would help, but I think an argument for including it or a statement in would be that a lot of people that walk and ride their bikes also use the bus, and partly because that bus has a bike rack.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It makes sense for,
highly relevant.
It's all part of getting around town, alternately.
Well, there's there's a synergy, too. If we can streamline where our main bicycle routes and if the bus is also using those, then we can focus our energies on certain streets, and then vehicles will ultimately know, hey, this has a lot of bikes and a bus, I'm not going to take that if that's a problem for them.
Right.
Which it should be, because it's very safe to be.
A couple other little budget things I remember I wrote down, the city's buying a new street sweeper for $220,000, so we expect to see, that was approved, or at least recommended. Sam Moore Creek Trail, which is the trail that goes from Betty Wheeler down to Nye Beach towards the skate park. There's $35,000 there for water improvement and trail upgrade. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, but as soon as I hear something like that, I think wayfinding and having a sign there that allows somebody on Nye Street to know that there's this cool little down the hill towards Nye Beach thing. The Aquatic Center, of course, for $7+ million is being built with our tax dollars, and bike racks and lockers included within the overview of that facility would be things for us to watch for.
Bus stop.
And those are just the last highlights I had.
I did think of two more budget items. One you just sort of mentioned, the wayfinding. They got their appropriation for $15,000 for signage and thing. $10,000. You know, I mean, there's some crossover right with that group.
Okay.
And then I lost it again.
Huge crossover with that. I went to Portland's transportation site, and it's right on their front page. It says that sharrows are used as a wayfinding feature in places where they're going along greenways and they're making minor turns and things like that. In their world, sharrows are a wayfinding feature.
That makes sense if you know where the sharrows are leading you.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of funding, backfilling the funding for more sharrows, if there's wayfinding money that can slide either way, it creates a way of getting some more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the other budget item, I was reading the Parks and Rec Committee report, the master planning for Parks and Rec did not survive. It got cut.
That's a shame.
So whatever do in terms of more formal planning for Forest Park or otherwise, there's going to have to be efforts between committees and whatnot. So we're not able to resurrect that one.
No. There was a ton on their plate anyway. I think there were some good points. Postponed it for a year.
Yeah,
it'll be looked at very carefully next year. Okay. I guess the next agenda item is the continued review of old and new projects and beginning to set new priorities. One of the things that Tim mentioned when I was searching around for that Cheryl money and trying to figure out where the $15,000 went and asked him if there was any money in the budget for micro improvement projects, and he said no. He said the $15,000 is on 9th Street. And, you know, where there's a need, he will decide what the priority is, and money will kind of go there. And I suggested that small amount of money for micro improvement projects be put in the budget, but it really didn't get any airplay. But it is discouraging when we think in terms of our projects or agenda item. You know, we're supposed to set new goals and come up with projects. And Amanda, you mentioned last meeting that it would be really neat to have little improvements done because we saw some beneficial things happen on 13th Street, you know, down the bayfront from the hospital. So we have to buffer any projects we have with the reality of the money.
Sure.
You know, getting council excited about something and selling it to council.
Okay.
Does anybody have any bold new project comments or any new projects that are
on the radar? Just kidding. No.
It was, of course, in Spencer's report to council to have Public Works look at the three infrastructure projects in terms of funding and engineering.
Right.
And that's to happen this fiscal year so that at next budget time, money could be considered for those projects if appropriate, and or grants could be pointed towards those projects if appropriate. We haven't asked Tim or anybody in budget whether there is money in the budget for him to do those requested these thumbnail engineering feasibilities.
I want to make a note to bring that up tomorrow.
And I guess Marianne had mentioned that we really need to look at the transportation plan as it relates to bicycle improvements, to let that knowledge base that has be a bit of a guiding force for us. I mean, we can find some things within that plan that we can pick off and present as priorities or otherwise champion. If there's nothing else on that, it's review current staff reports from the Community Development Public Works Departments. I didn't get a chance to read this document. I see Safe Haven Hill and the Selma evacuation is on there. There's a lot of information in this year's budget about the improvements in South Beach, including sidewalks in and around Tsunami, the Safe Haven Hill.
There is a sign just before Safe Haven Hill. It says high ground, I think it said 10 minutes going in different direction toward college.
Oh, okay.
I saw that the other day when I was walking over to the aquarium.
There's two evacuation locations. One's the Safe Haven Hill and one's the college, and it's kind of up to the individuals to figure out which they're more comfortable with. Whether they want to be on an island or up there by the college with all the amenities. Mm-hmm.
I've been up to Safe Haven Hill, and it's interesting place to get up to. You don't go right across the street and get up it. You gotta go around and get on the side of it.
Yeah, when you look at the budget document, they talk about a stairway on the south side. They talk about trails on the north side of Safe Haven Hill, and they talk about sidewalks from OSU Drive down Abalone to it. So with that project, if they get their funding after their geotech stuff, there's about four sidewalk projects pointed at that thing.
Okay.
You'll see in the project when
as you're standing on the bridge, you're higher than that Safe Haven Hill. That's what's really interesting.
Just go to the bridge. Pedestrian improvements are in there.
Thank you. question. It's kind of related to the Highway 101 pedestrian improvements. Since that's being done, does that mean that none of the other crosswalks on Highway 101 are going to get painted? Or
no, they are no. going to be painted.
They're going to be painted.
Yes.
Okay.
And I actually thought that it'd be done, but it will be done before tourist season is what I was told.
What I noticed is we lost some ground. I saw that the crosswalk sign was removed at 3rd Street.
At 3rd Street?
Yeah. It's not there anymore.
Mm.
There's a stick is up there.
We all?
Yeah.
I'll find out.
Maybe Amanda removed it.
Yeah, maybe we didn't.
Apparently, yes. It's hanging above some teenager's desk somewhere.
The reason they're going to be painting the crosswalks is because this Highway 101 pedestrian improvement project will not be finished before the tourist mm-hmm. season.
Right.
Not even close.
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to paint the crossings that are related to the project or all the crossings?
I think they're going to paint all of them. That's my understanding.
That is good.
That alone will be good.
Yes.
I was looking at, again, Google Earth, and I was trying to look for landscaping in these pedestrian crossing mm-hmm. islands. So, I went to different towns and tried to look and see whether they had any decent landscaping there. And it was interesting looking at the overview, you can really see where the crosswalks are painted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're painted with the chevrons, the little, is it what they call them?
What do they call them?
Chevrons.
Oh, chevrons or V's?
I think there's
another
more
term.
Like hash marks.
There's a term for it when it's not the.
I know what you're saying, but I don't know the
European
word.
But those things show up a lot, those hash marks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Far better than two lines.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't find any decent landscaping to suggest for the center of these skies.
Yeah.
Since it's.
I'll just comment that it continues to be pathetic how unaware. Drivers in Newport
don't get me started.
Even when they see somebody standing there, you know, it's like.
Yeah, they just
seriously?
Accelerate to get past before you start walking.
let the next person worry about it.
What it does, though, is it makes me more conscious to make sure that I stop.
That's true.
I mean, it really has.
You have to slow the drivers down.
Yeah, you do.
With a really angry face or something.
I mean, you just look at them as you start walking across.
Yeah.
You just stare at them.
Yeah.
And sometimes these old parts will just most people do stop.
I do understand that you really can't see. I mean, there is no paint on the pavement. I understand that. So I have a certain amount of patience. But it is funny because I did move here from Eugene. It's just completely different mentality.
Yeah.
If you're driving in Eugene, you just stop all the time. No one looks, and you just learn to watch for it. And it's so interesting to see how people drive, because it's become so common that that's just the first instinct.
I don't know how it came about, but when we first started this project, there were no crosswalk signs.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, miraculously, they appeared one day. Because there are crosswalk signs now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ones I use, ones that got crosswalk signs. Actually, I noticed that when a third was missing, when I went over, I was going over to the run.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get across 101. I was going to use that crosswalk. I said, there's no paint, there's no sign, it's gone.
Yeah. It doesn't exist.
Well, I was just trying to think how long it's been since you could say that basically all the sidewalks through town were painted.
All the crosswalks?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
The reason I'm saying that is because it's not just the drivers either, you know, it's like sometimes it amazes me how people will insist on running across the center of 101 when all they had to do
was I know. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm hoping that when they all get painted that some of those people will actually, you know, because you can't really expect somebody to know that if they walk up there, it's a crosswalk if it's not painted.
People are always going to do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some.
And legally in Oregon, you can't get a ticket for jaywalking if you're going at a right angle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're never going to win that battle.
Yeah.
I've been told that by a police officer, and I pray to God they've changed it.
But
I don't know.
It doesn't have to be the gay, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The angle is important.
I don't know.
Bring your protractors.
Every time, the 12 speed.
So I guess my point is hopefully it will slow down drivers and
like this.
Make pedestrians a little more.
And I'll find out about the 3rd Street crosswalk sign. I don't know why it's missing.
I mean, they stopped, like, I couldn't believe stolen.
I'm
from New York.
Probably a kid. I'm close enough to the high school.
It's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Dustin would never have done that.
Never. Certainly not.
Okay. I've seen that they have at the farmer's market sometimes. That works fairly well.
With the flags?
Yeah, mm-hmm. With the yellow flags. It works fairly well. Some people, I almost got hit with me anyway, like a family from Idaho, but, you know, it's better.
Right.
Yeah.
We used to cross, when I went to school here in fifth and sixth grade, there was crossing guards.
Crossing guards?
Mm-hmm. So you had the flag and the stick, you know, and you led the group cross.
And they still have them at Sam Case.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, it was a big deal to be a crossing guard.
Oh, yeah.
A big responsibility.
Yeah, they had when I was a kid, too.
But it was just right here, right where the, really close to where our one signalized pedestrian crossing is going to be. So. Mm-hmm. Any more thoughts or comments on these on the Public Works reports?
The crosswords are going to be crosswalks are going to be. Yeah.
As far as a report on accidents, bicycle or pedestrian during April.
There was one where. An inexperienced driver ran up on the curb and hit a pedestrian by the high school.
Oh, I've never read about that.
Yeah.
You sent us an email about that.
Huh?
I think you sent us an email about
that.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
When
you
I
did.
See those things, I will send them, but that was the accident this morning.
Yeah, and they got pinned between the tree, their arm got all
like to more information about that because that driver said she stopped at that stop sign. There's no way she could be going that speed and stopped at that stop sign. And it can't happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, and wonder if she's really documented or not, also, like by now. I suspect she's probably uninsured and unlicensed.
Well, having run the municipal court here for a few years, I suspect that's the case with about half the drivers.
Right, because I got run over by an undocumented, no insured.
Yeah, it's really sad, but it's pretty common.
No, I paid the expenses.
Oh, I'm so sorry. At least there was nothing that could have been done to improve the... I suppose if there had been a planting strip between the curb and the sidewalk, it would have been an additional buffer of safety, but those are hard to implement after the fact. So.
And this month is Transportation Safety Awareness Month. There's been a bunch of public service announcements on the radio about not only pedestrians, but bicycles and drivers and being aware of each other.
Yeah.
This month is the national... It's pedestrian or transportation safety.
We should have had a proclamation.
Yeah.
Ken Dennis was really good about that.
Well, you know what? We can still get one on next week's agenda, although the month will be over.
They're having the bike to school.
Oh, that's
tomorrow,
right.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the whole month is bicycle to work month.
So if you want it on the agenda for next week, I can make that happen.
Would be great.
Yeah.
Mhm. Would be great.
What's the actual term, Alicia? Bicycle.
Bicycle to work month.
Okay.
And then ideally, you would have somebody come to accept it.
So you bicycled all 3 days.
That's
why he was doing it. I thought he was just doing it.
But you
because it was awesome.
Okay.
I just need to notice it as a joint
just because
meeting.
It was awesome.
Already
well,
a joint meeting.
I just thought the advisory
council.
So
bicycle shop had an actual program to track your bicycle. If it worked, you know, I was retired. I didn't know about it.
So you guys should think about having one or two members of your committee show up to accept the proclamation.
Monday at 6.
And the reason I say coordinate that is, as Peggy just said, if it's not coordinated and you all
Monday
show up,
six.
Then it should have been noticed at the public meeting.
I'll stay away.
Maybe, maybe go and talk to Marianne or somebody.
Because I got to go to the NOW meeting.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's not a, you know, absolute.
Working on the ERA
amendment.
But.
I'm not really a bicyclist, but nobody else goes. If you
want
to know, I'll show up.
Hey, this is a, I was going to say multimodal, alternate transportation.
It's either is fine, truly. It was just a small personal vendetta.
One of the other one is a little scarier.
Yeah, the only reason the other one's a little highlighted in my mind is in South Beach, ODOT, they has come with the alternate mobility standard over there and the multimodal aspect of it was important, which goes back to the bus, because in order for ODOT to approve what they approved, it was it wasn't actually, it was assumed that the transportation, the bus would still be part of the service to South Beach.
And it's just another little quote. It's a real term. It's very official.
Right.
It's just terrifying for other people.
as a longtime fisheries biologist, multimodal means something totally different. But that's okay.
I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
Someone loans me a voice, I can show up on this guy.
That's what scares people when you say multimodal.
Really? I can remember when they used to ride the horses down the beach from the fairgrounds. I thought it was so cool that the town would have that. Now it's all gone.
And like I said, he had
some horses on the beach the other weekend.
They used to ride down the fairgrounds when the stable was there.
Yeah, really upset.
That was a really big thing. You know, they could just go there. They had the legal right to go down from the fairgrounds with the stable horses there. I thought that was wonderful.
That is cool.
Probably still do if you look hard enough.
Yeah. I guess the next agenda item would be the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee mission statement discussion.
Somebody asked that that be on the agenda, and I can't remember who
I think it
was.
Marianne. Yeah.
So now you have to broaden it to include your new...
Right. Since we're bouncing that idea tomorrow, maybe this would be better to discuss after we glean that feedback.
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll have more.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it would be great to talk about how best to integrate that, but if it's not well received, I think our approach to integrating that concept would be very different.
Mm-hmm. So should we put that on the next agenda?
Yeah. It does say non-motorized transportation, so hopefully nobody will notice that. It says in the mission statement, it says unique problems associated with non-motorized transportation. If you want to have buses, you got to get
Good point. Okay, good.
Good catch.
Yeah. So you have that where?
Yeah, it's
that again?
Back on the last page.
Okay.
Other than that, it'd be pretty easy just to. An exclusive motorized.
So I guess we're on to review the list of questions for city staff.
Yeah, and you know, after the last meeting, Marianne had the list, and we kind of went through them and took a number of them off. And there were only, I think there was just one left after that. So it's not in here, and I apologize for that, but we can make sure that you have that next time. She just wants that kept on the agenda every time.
I was reading in the minutes, and in fact, we didn't look at the minutes in terms of approving this meeting yet. Do we have some minutes?
We do.
And I remember, what are those minutes? Are they in our?
They're right there in your
agenda. Right there. Okay. I made some marks on mine. It says Fornish reported that the city's pre-budget meeting included improvements on Ocean View Drive. What I meant to say, or maybe did say, is that it's one of their goals.
Where is that?
Review old and new projects, the second block on the front page of the minutes for April 8th.
Which one are you saying?
I'm looking at the review old and new projects.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me what you meant to say or.
Well, I believe I said that it's in their goal setting session. One of the goal setting session items was to include improvements on Ocean View Drive relative to bicycles and pedestrians.
Okay.
Because it's not really there in any projects yet. We must go back to the sheriff. I kind of inferred that there was, maybe something that would be going on there by way of funding, but it was just in the goal portion. On the second page of the minutes at the top, it says update on Chestnut Street and Ferry Slip Road project. I mentioned that it would be nice that a micro project in this area would be nice. and it was agreed to take it off the list. Since that comment was made, the timeline for the improvements over in that area might be 2 years out as opposed to 1 year out. And if that's the case, then a micro project could still be done and have the benefit of 2 years of use. And there's a lot of community outreach that Derek said that is going to take place on the ferry slip section of that project. That includes a mixed-use path starting over by approximately the road where ferry slip meets Hatfield Drive, if that makes sense, over by Rogue Brewery, where ferry slip meets at OSU Drive, Marine Science Center Drive. From that point to Ash Street, which is the new street up at the college, there's going to be a combination of mixed-use path and sidewalks. And
that's nice.
That's such a big project, and there's so many affected owners that and users that Derek felt that it's very possible that that project might not actually be built for 2 years as opposed to 1 year. Anyway, so I'd like to...
Because it's difficult to get people to agree?
Because there's a process that hasn't been vetted. There's a ton of things that are going to take place, and there's a lot of engineering that... if you look at the improvements in South Beach, they're like $5 million worth. A big chunk of that is on the west side of 101 related to OMSI's school over there, where they're going to extend Abalone Street. That is the priority project. And the ferry slip project is also a priority, but not as high. And both of those things are going to happen ahead of the light being moved to 35th Street, which would happen maybe in 2016. So anyway, there's some timetable issues that might have us revisiting whether or not there's a need to do a very simple improvement there. Does anybody, since we're kind of reviewing the minutes, anybody see anything to change beyond that? And is there a motion to approve them?
Did you approve the minutes?
A second.
Minutes are approved. And I guess we're down to committee comments. And
I'd like to know if the city is going to do anything before to John Moore Road before the log trucks start rolling. They've been given several things that would be nice improvements by another committee. They looked into that. I'd like to know what the city's going to do now, if anything.
I don't think there is anything that will happen on John Moore Road before the log trucks start moving, because my understanding is that construction on the Thieben log yard will begin in July. I know there's a big infrastructure project that will occur down at that intersection, and I sense that it would be at that time that any improvement would be made rather than now before the log trucks start operating. I'll find out for sure for the next meeting.
Wasn't that big project at the bottom of John Moore, wasn't that going to be done this next fiscal year?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
There's other projects too at the top of the road that are supposed to be done.
At the top of the John Moore at Highway 20?
They're going to restrict the whole all of John Moore to allow parking, no parking.
Oh, on any of it?
Except on certain occasions, such as the marathon.
So I guess that joins our it's on our questions list now, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, it's not on our questions list.
Okay, well then it's be added to our questions list.
It was number 2 and it stayed. Staff's recommendations made to the Public Works Department regarding safety issues on Moore Drive and Bay Boulevard, but that doesn't include the top that you were discussing.
So we need to know what's going to happen so I can approach the county, because the county needs to make some improvements also.
Okay, I will have that information for you at the next meeting. If you need it before then to approach the county?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I just need to. County's going to have to move now that they know the trucks are going to run. They weren't going to do anything until they know whether the trucks are going to run or not. Now the trucks are going to run. They're going to have to make some improvements now.
No, there's a timer.
And there's a second company that storing their logs in Toledo that has nothing to do with T-Bond that's going to start shipping logs out, half loads out.
Yep.
Yes.
So the on-street parking is to be removed on the whole street? Is that to allow for the bike lanes we've been talking about, or just to widen the lanes?
Just for safety.
Is there not room for all of those?
With all the trucks.
Yeah. Because the trucks take up a little wider room than car does.
There exists a contiguous sidewalk and a wide two-lane road, and that's it.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking would be the best?
What does the section look like in the future? You know, is it like how wide does the lane need to be? Because right now we talked about the bike lane. Is the bike lane still staying, and the compromise is to lose the on-street parking?
We're talking about on the Bay Road again.
Right, but it's talking about, we've talked about connecting the bike lane up toward the middle school using John Moore.
Not so much, but it's not a bad idea. We haven't really talked. I don't remember talking about it.
Oh, I had that in my notes from somewhere. Oh, maybe I invented it.
That's a super good idea because the uphill portion of that.
Yeah, it's missing those couple of blocks.
Just like, you know, down the Bay Road, the uphill portion from the Coast Guard station, there's a bike lane on the uphill side, but not on the downhill side.
Right.
And that's primarily because there is that lane constraint. So, yeah, it'd be nice to know what that cross-section is.
If we're going to remove the on-street parking, I would hope that we're gaining something besides a super wide lane for the trucks, because they can drive in 14 feet. That's a freeway. That's not a problem. That's my rant, and I'm not done. But I would hope that we would at least we have the width, certainly. And if we're going to lose the on-street parking, which is a shame for the church and the softball field.
And the Bay Road is such a cycled entity,
exactly.
And you come back from Toledo, you're going home, you go up that road.
Mm-hmm. So if we're going to lose the on-street parking, I think we should get a bike lane. Maybe that, I just regress. I regress us to new projects, I suppose.
You're just talking about a line, though, bike lane?
Mm-hmm. Separate. We have the width. It should be there. It's connecting two bike lanes.
I would
lanes.
Think you'd want something in between, like something like they have in New York City, where you've got something between you and the trucks.
I think so.
That's what I was thinking.
Because those trucks are just going to polarize anything in their path.
Well,
yeah.
And I don't
having it be separate is just inviting for that curb to be demolished. And studies don't actually suggest that it improves safety. It's just a perception.
Every bike lane that exists in the world that doesn't have a divider has that concern that you expressed.
Mm-hmm.
Log trucks, okay.
Motorhomes.
Just what I almost got
beer killed. Trucks, whatever.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons my bicycle is here is because I almost got killed by it. But at least the truck drivers are supposed to be pros.
No, these guys aren't pros.
Well, what I've seen on my friend's road where they pay them by the hour and they drive way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely are, now that that project's moved forward, we definitely want to see something from Highway 20 out to the log yard and see what that looks like in terms of pedestrian and bicycle enhancements or features.
No, we'd just like to
and it's
that.
All part of that safety thing. I'm not sure Ken was going to those meetings pretty religiously. And
they
I
haven't
can't
had
help
a
but
meeting
think.
In a really long time, but I think they're going to be having a meeting coming up pretty soon. I believe it might be this month, and I'm pretty sure it's in this building. And it will be, I believe, in the daytime, like maybe 10 or...
Is that specifically a safety meeting? Or?
It's that task force, the Pedestrian Safety Task Force, that it's a ports task force.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Was Ken on that?
Ken was on that committee,
I don't
yes.
know.
So maybe we need to get another advocate to be on there? Or
well, and it's not the city's committee,
it's the
port's committee, so touch bases with the port and see if they've replaced Ken. Did he move, or is he still in town?
He's been moved. He's out of here.
Yeah.
Busy. Hasta la vista.
He lives in Albany now.
When did they move?
About a month ago? Right. 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah. So I knew they were trying to.
No, it's
what time do they have these meetings?
Well, why don't I let you know? Because
that'd
I
be
think
good.
They have varied, but I'm pretty sure when I was talking to the port director that he asked if they could have the meeting in this building, and I believe it was a morning meeting starting at perhaps 10. Mm-hmm. So I'll find out when that meeting is and email you.
That'd be good. I'm during the day is a little bit hard, but I can check and I can try to advocate there.
And if not you, maybe someone else could go. Just
if you can't make it, I'll do it.
Okay. Is there a council person on that safety?
There's
what's
a
the city? What's the city's influence?
The city manager used to be sort of an ex officio member of that, and then we do send staff depending on what they will be discussing, although, and that just depends. It's not always the same staff person. But I think it's, you know, I think it's not our committee, so thank goodness.
Do they get public participation from throughout the taxing district, or do they just do whatever?
That committee?
The port.
I don't know the answer to that. I've never been to one of their meetings.
Okay.
I think that things are probably changing with the port, with a new director, but...
I was at their last meeting, and they were discussing the tariffs.
The what?
The tariffs, where the boats coming in, all boats.
Oh. Okay.
That was a great discussion.
Was there public participation allowed at that meeting, public comment? Do you recall?
I don't think so. They don't normally have public comments at the port meetings.
Okay.
It's pretty close.
Well, and you know, that's something that they can do.
Is there any other committee comments?
She's going to appear at their next meeting.
Anything else that we want to put on the next agenda?
Yeah, let's do that next agenda.
Yeah, I've got to go there. I got to go.
Hi.
Besides the routine things, bye, Alicia.
Hi.
We want to bring back the mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you want to bring back the old and new projects?
We can leave it on there, and we can just pop
in. Use it as a placeholder.
Yeah, and if people notice things out and about. I don't think it's bad to have a running list of small, medium, large in the event that monies become available, grants, or something that doesn't go through somewhere else in the budget, something like that.
We'll leave the staff report on. The staff reports, although what happened at the last meeting, the timing was such that we didn't have the new reports in time. You'll notice that these reports just came yesterday.
Oh, great. Fresh off the printer.
And these maps here are really fresh, too, right? Like, this is the first time I've even seen these here.
Well, I was out of town last weekend.
We did not have any.
We didn't have the big ones. We had the little guys.
I asked Derek where they were, so, and he printed new ones for me because he said he had printed some for this committee, but somebody walked away with them.
Well, the original concept that I've been working on was that there would be one set, five maps here, that both wayfinding and this committee could use, and there'd be a set over at Parks and Rec for.
Well,
so probably a set.
This is a good first step.
No, I was going to say probably the other set walked over to.
I don't know. But I'll take these to my office so that because wayfinding meets in the city manager's conference room, so if you need them for wayfinding, just come and get them.
Yeah.
If they do start walking away one by one, if you mount them on foam core, people will be much less likely to carry something this big that they're not supposed to have.
They'll be a lot easier to hang straight.
They're nice.
That's also true.
Yeah, they're really nice.
It looks like I had been drinking.
There should be a fifth one somewhere. Right?
There is
South
a fifth
Beach.
One.
Oh, there
I
is?
Just didn't
oh, good.
Get it. Yeah.
For the rest of South Beach. Great.
South
Beach. Of course, a good idea.
It we'll have the fifth one next time.
So maybe on our agenda, if we have all those maps, we can spend a few minutes just kind of looking at it.
That would be that's a great idea.
Well, I think that was kind of the idea for
what
each
about,
of us.
What we'll call it a map review. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Map review.
I was thinking, too, particularly since Marianne wasn't here, you might want to have a further discussion of alternate transportation role.
Yes.
And we'll have more information from the meeting.
Right, mm-hmm. Report from the budget meeting. And
maybe we can get the skateboard.
Ooh.
This is July 2013, so it's pretty fresh.
All into traffic. It's fresher than you might imagine. He had to print one today because he forgot.
Go to the skate park, though. It's going to be a part of traffic. And they really don't get talked about at all.
Does this committee know that the pump park concept got approved?
No, I didn't even know that.
There we go.
Oh, the dirt track that I would hurt myself on.
This
so
one.
Supposedly. Hey.
Look at
nice.
You.
Maybe it was at Parks and Rec that this came up. I believe it was at Parks and Rec.
It was the first time I heard about it, because that
right,
was when we were at that
it,
joint
but
meeting.
But then there was the question about whether there was any issue over those being historic sand dunes.
Oh, that's right.
And so Jim Sweet said no, that was all brought in there. And I don't remember exactly how he described it, but basically, I mean, literally everybody is on board with it and ready
great.
To go, and some groups forming to,
I think it's
to
cool.
do it or
it's
whatever.
Cool.
So.
That's great.
I'll see if I can find out a little more detail.
That reminded me that I talked to Jim Portivo about doing a bicycle ped and parks committee joint volunteer agreement with state parks to keep the jetty road open, the North Jetty Access Road. And so I went and talked to Patty Green at state parks, and she gave me some forms to fill out if we wanted to do that, and anybody can be a friend of, and you can do it, or any group can be a friend of, or just a work party can be developed for a one-shot deal. And as we talked about a little bit more, she said that she had some people working in the park anyway, you know, like a work crew, and she was going to send them down there to see whether they would clear it this year, so we didn't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. And I went down there last night, and there was like 250 feet of that trail that they macheted or chainsawed the willows back so that it's much wider.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're going to continue on farther, but they did a big chunk of it already with that worker.
That's the Southeast Jetty Trail?
That's the North Jetty Beach Access.
Is that the one that the woman wrote that letter?
Yeah. And you may have seen the letters in the editor about that trail.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to read letters to the editor.
It was,
oh, that's how you find out what's going on.
There was
how
a rather
that?
Scathing letter.
How do you find it?
Letters to the editor.
That's how you find out what's going on.
It's scolded the city in Newport.
Tells me.
They're not maintaining the North Jetty.
They could send them for pretty annoying.
Trail.
That was kind of interesting.
I think I might have seen that.
It's because it was someone's. It was just someone's perspective. I mean,
yeah.
I don't always agree with them a lot of the time.
Right.
It's a perspective. Yeah, it's just a homeless
no.
camp and something
I mean,
else,
it's
right?
kind of, we've ended it,
but you know, some people, I get, my impression
it.
Is that some people have extremely high standards. I mean, they want sidewalks with pretty plantings wherever they go. So that's, I kind of, that was, I mean, the homeless camp, that's, I don't know, but I didn't see it, but sometimes I think people that come here have kind of odd standards, or odd to my point of view. They
expectations.
Expect, yeah, it's like they want a shopping mall landscaping wherever they go. And I don't see any reason to try to meet that standard. You know, I see a little bit of that happening at South Beach State Park in some ways, where they just keep trying to upgrade and upgrade and upgrade because they say people like it.
Any other agenda items, or shall we close the meeting?
It's up to you. You're the king.
Are there any other agenda-related items to consider for next week's?
I'm good.
No,
okay.
Your grace.
Okay, so I guess the meeting's over. It's about 6:45.
Well, Chair, could you pass the tape recorder, please? Thank you.